steps.
So I'm here today with Leah. She's my 11th interview. Leah, why are you here today?
There are so many reasons, but I feel like this election is different from so many others that I'm not just disappointed in the results like I have been in other elections. I feel like there's so many, I have such fear about this man, and my biggest concern is the environment. I'm worried about war, I'm worried about genocide, I'm worried about so many things. I think the defining moment, or I think a really dramatic moment during the campaign, was the pussy grab comment. And it, to the point of where I felt like I almost was having PTSD because of the flashbacks to all those times that when you hear it, you know, when you hear the voice and you hear those two guys on that bus being so cavalier about women. And I, wait a second.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
I see that.
So I really found myself starting to remember and relive moments where, with these sort of entitled, arrogant men who had violated boundaries throughout my life. And I started, they started coming back to mind, you know, like, and it just infuriated me. It infuriated me, and I had never felt that much rage. Like, I might have felt rage at the time that something happened, but that it all compiled, and so many things that I thought I'd forgotten about. It just stirred something in me. It had such a long-lasting effect, and I really think it was kind of a PTSD thing. And so that was probably the most emotional thing. But then just seeing him belittle people and belittle, it's just scary. I'm just terrified. I stayed up last night. I couldn't sleep because I'm terrified.
Right.
I'm terrified of nuclear war. Mm-hmm. You know, I see these things where he just is pushing, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's narcissistic, and he's unfit, and he's got the maturity of a seventh grader, and he has no diplomacy skills, and I'm very worried for every living being. So that's why I'm here.
Well, thank you for that articulate response. That was really wonderful.
Okay.
How did you hear about the march?
I heard about the march. I started Pantsuit Nation right away. Mm-hmm. I joined that. And then after Pantsuit Nation, I think I just started seeing other things. And so it was on Facebook.
Yeah. And what effect do you hope this march will have?
You know, it was funny because there's a little girl who was asking us about the march. And I think she was about 4 or 5 years old. And she was asking why we were marching. And she said, do you know what, her aunt said, do you know what we're marching about? And she's like, because you hate Donald Trump. And I thought that was a funny answer. She's like, well, no. And she gave a much more, you know, adult answer.
Right.
And I was thinking, like, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. But then we talked about the march, and she said, well, what if Donald Trump just goes into the White House? And
Lisa! Woo! Your husband's here, stirring up the crowd.
My husband's here.
What if he just goes in the White House and shuts the doors and windows and doesn't listen?
Right.
And then it occurred to me, and I said, you know, he might do that. But hopefully there are a lot of other people paying attention. So my hope is, I don't think this will influence him at all. I think because of his personality disorder, he's not even, he's going to just turn this. And so I don't believe there's, I think he'll just explain this away, but I'm hoping every other person around in Washington is washing.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. And how do you plan on following up with this march? Which you basically answered already. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think we can't be quiet. Because I think a lot of rights are going to get slowly eroded away. And I think back, I saw a movie, maybe it was The Pianist. It was about Nazi Germany and how little rights were eroded a little at a time. And so nobody got very angry. I mean, they were angry and worried, but it wasn't just one.
Right.
So that's what we have to, we have to be so vigilant. And it's hard. That's the hard part. I don't know what to do because you feel helpless when these men who have control of our lives and don't listen to us, I don't know. So it's disappointing. I'm angry. I'm angry and scared. And then I go into denial and then I think, okay, you know, we just have to live our lives and think locally and act locally. And so I just vacillate between those things. So I don't know how to follow up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for
You're welcome. Thank you for doing this. Yeah.
Of course.
All right.